Hello and welcome to the latest manager interview. I'm joined by Slough Joint Manager John Underwood. If you had any hair, would it have fallen out or were you pulled out over the last 20 minutes?
Yeah, I think so. It was quite a nervy finish. You know, them getting the goal to bring it back to 3-2 is always going to make it nervy. They throw everything in a box. I thought our boys were magnificent today. I thought we deserved the win. Just every single one of them put in a shift. You know, we had a plan how we wanted to play, and they played it exactly as we kind of hoped they would.
Let's start off with that plan. Yeah. What was that plan?
Well, we wanted to be a bit more compact here. They quite often play and did a 4-5-1 with a player in the hole off the big lad up front. So we felt it was right to come and match them up today and be solid. We've had obviously not a good week with Wednesday, and we've got a new goalkeeper coming in. We just felt we needed to be solid and hopefully kind of stay in the game. We're going to be quite happy at 0-0 at half time. We know we've got goals in us, so we just felt if we could be solid, we would get ourselves a goal or two. The start we had, we certainly weren't expecting.
Wasn't mean it exactly. It came off a bit shinny.
I think it just bobbled. I mean, there's a few bobbles on the pitch. I mean, it was a great break from Dunny. The ball's bounced over there, lad, and he's pulled it back for Wazza. Yeah, it popped up off the ground and it found its way in, I think, off his shin. But, great start. And then now I'm trying to even remember the second goal. Guy Hollis, yeah, well-worked corner.
Was there a foul on the keeper there? Flooddy was quite close to him. Would you have been appealing if it had been down our end?
I'll be honest, I couldn't see. I'm bound to say that, but I couldn't see. I'm miles away. They were appealing. I think they might have been appealing for a block off earlier on, which there probably was, because that's what we do. But Guy tucked it away nicely. And two up in 7 minutes is not what we expected. And I felt after that, I think they were probably a little bit shell-shocked. I felt we were in control of the game. I didn't think they were opening us up at all. The goal for them was disappointing from our point of view.
Nish do better there?
Yeah, I think he's disappointed with that. It bounced high and he tried to get up and head it back and he didn't get enough on it. And Brett Donnelly got on the end of it and stuck it away. So that gave him a real lift before half time, because I think we were good value for 2-0 at half time. So 2-1, it's a funny score, isn't it? And we came out and I thought we did well second half. You know, they obviously had a bit more possession, got the ball in the box, but I thought we were kind of trying to take the tempo out of the game, which I thought we did well. Normally the games here, they're very bright, they're a good side, and normally there's a lot of tempo in the game, and I thought we managed to make it, despite the 5 goals, a bit of a dead game at times.
After Wednesday, tired legs at all second half, do you think?
Yeah, I think we tired. I mean, you've got to look at it. We lost Niz with his shoulder. Guy who's barely played in 6 weeks was cramping up. It was a rear guard action at the end, but we did what we had to do. The goalkeeper's come in and done brilliant today. Great save early on from the deflection, and he's handled everything really well. He's kicked well, no chance with either goal. So really pleased with him. He's come and done us a real favour today. Obviously we won the penalty. I'll be honest, it looked a little bit soft. I think there was a tug on Niz. It looked for me like their keeper was just going to catch it. It was a routine catch, and I think he had a little tug on him and went down. Brilliant penalty from Dobbo. No nerves. Smashes in the back of the net. And then again, I thought we were in control at 3-1. A little bit of a goal out the blue. Good strike from there, lad. Not a lot we could do about it. We were defending a long throw, headed out, and he stuck it away well. And then obviously there's some nerves, and they take some gambles and they throw bodies forward and they put the ball in the box with quality and they attack it. And we're not a big side anyway, but with Niz coming off, made us an even smaller side. Stony for Niz, the average height goes down, but I thought we just stuck at it and dug in there, and it's a brilliant win for us. Especially after Wednesday, it obviously lifts us above them into third. There's still a long way to go. I think there's going to be lots of ups and downs in those.
They've got Leamington and Chippenham here, haven't they, over the next few weeks?
They have, and there'll be points dropped there. We need to just maintain our form. Who knows? I think Chippenham look like they've obviously got the points in the bag and they're looking consistent. If they don't trip up, fair play to them, they're going to win the league. I think the important thing is we're looking like we're going to get in the playoffs now, and if we can just go into those with some form, a fit group of players, then I think we've got as much chance as anyone. We've now beaten the other sides. If Chippenham win it, we've beaten the other sides in the playoffs, so there'll be no fears. Very, very even the sides up there, so we'll just have to see what happens.
Yeah, and in terms of players, obviously got another Tuesday game coming up. You've had a few of these. Are you going to tell me it's going to be different this Tuesday? You know, you've beaten some of these top teams, gone away on a Tuesday, and it hasn't quite happened. Please tell me, John, it's not going to be like that.
No, we're going to win. We need to. It'll be a they've won today at home, I think. So yeah, never an easy game, but we need to. We need to get a run of wins together now. There was nothing wrong with our mentality midweek going to Biggles Wade. It was just it felt like a night where it didn't happen for us. But we've had a few too many of them recently, and we need to not come away from St Neots on Tuesday with any excuses or feeling hard done by. We need to go and do the job and get the win. So hopefully we can. I mean, the lads are going to be on a high after that. So
yeah, and in terms of Tuesday, just quickly, I'm not sure, obviously, Kev's not around today, but in terms of Niz, obviously Floody, we know he's got a tight hamstring from time to time. What are the early indications? Manny will be back?
Yeah, Manny will be back.
He's going to be in goal.
Well, we have to have a chat with Alan afterwards and see where he's at. Obviously, we've got him and Strudley signed on, and we'll have to see. We'll have to make a call on that. Manny will come back in the squad. I think we'll have to see how Niz is. He's got a bit of a strain on his shoulder. Floody's, he was a real doubt for today, and I thought he was brilliant for us today, Floody, holding the ball up on his own. So we may have to just freshen it a little bit Tuesday. We've got the sort of squad where we haven't got a best 11, so you know we need to use the squad, and we will on Tuesday, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, it's got to be a big moment to go and celebrate now, beating this other team. What are your plans for this evening?
Quiet one at home, a couple of beers, and just enjoy it. But we've done nothing yet. We've got 8 games left. Just looking forward to another game Tuesday, to be honest.
Excellent. Well, I'm sure we'll catch up with you soon. But thanks ever so much, and once again, congratulations for today's
Cheers,
result.
Cheers, John. Thank you.